The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go.
Boom, boom. Boom, boom.
Ba, ba, boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom.
Ah. How are we all set again?
We just ate breakfast sandwiches.
This is delicious.
Yummy. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And guess what we do? We do a show called
Stuff.
And we are with you every Thursday morning at 8:30 in the morning on WTBR 89.7 FM.
And WSBR 88.1 in Lee.
And for those of you who are listening and it's not Thursday morning at 8:30, that's okay. That's okay. You can listen anytime.
Podcast.
Go on the website, WTBR, whatever it is. And you can look it up. These wonderful people here who pull it all together, we don't do it.
No, we just sit here and talk.
We just talk, and they take over, and they are wonderful. Really, they are wonderful. And you know what? You can donate to WTB. You can donate to Pittsfield Community Radio, Pittsfield
yep.
Community Television, anytime you want.
Yep.
You can just go online and do it. Or you can scan the QR code that's right in front of me, but you can't see it. But it's here. Anyway, it would be great. PCTV always needs money because it is not funded.
It's funded by you.
Correct.
And me and you and her and him. And
isn't there a song? Me and you and... I don't know.
All right. I have a riddle.
Okay. Well, wait a minute. I have a quote. You want to do your riddle before my quote?
No.
That's messing me up. That's messing up the whole system. Because I will be so messed up. All right. Motivational quote. All right. Steve Jobs.
Yes.
He was a weirdo.
Yes, he was.
He was brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
But he was strange. I watched the movie. It's called I Am Jobs or just Jobs. It was good.
Yeah.
And the actor that played him did a great job and even walked like him.
Ashton Kutcher.
Yes. Did you see the movie?
No, but I heard of it, and there goes my phone again.
That's okay. Nobody else can hear it, I don't think. And if they can, it's just background noise.
Okay.
It's gentle and relaxing.
I'm just hoping it's all spam and not somebody has been dying to meet me.
Well, if they're dying to meet you, they will leave you a message.
Yes.
Steve Jobs says, your work is going to fill a large part of your life, and the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. And the only way to do great work is to love what you do. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking. Don't settle. As with all matters of heart, you'll know when you find it. That's probably one of the best pieces of advice you can give to your children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, if you have them.
Cousins and nephews and
nieces, friends, co-workers, if they're not.
This is my job, and I love it.
Yep. Yes. I told my kids and I tell my grandkids, love what you do. Wake up in the morning and say, wow, I get to do this today and I get paid. That's amazing. Love what you do. If you don't love it, get out.
If you can.
Mm-hmm.
What English word has three consecutive double letters? That's number one.
Three consecutive
double letters. Yep.
So, that could be AABBCC.
Yeah.
There's a word like that?
Yep.
You know the answer.
Yes, I do.
I hate you.
Number two, I'm light as a feather, yet the strongest person can't hold me for long.
Okay.
What color is the wind?
Excuse me?
What color is the wind?
Okay.
Those are it.
Oh, there's three.
Yep.
Huh. What color is the wind?
Yep.
Okay. These are a little challenging. It's a bit challenging. So we had a show, and we were talking about, I know what I wanted to say, too, before we go on. I don't know when you're hearing this, but we went to Barrington Stage to see Driving Miss Daisy.
Yes,
this summer.
Yes.
It was so good.
I watched the movie when it came out.
That was so good, too.
Yeah.
This play was so good. Three people. Minimal stage that was excellent. The stage, the set.
Right, right.
The acting was excellent. It was so good. So I'm saying this because, you know, check out theater around here. There's some good, really, really, really good stuff.
Yeah.
That I don't think people always realize.
Listen in every Friday morning.
And find out.
You can find out.
What's going on.
Yep.
It was great. And I'm going to make a plug for a restaurant. Can I?
Make it a personal plug. I like this restaurant.
I like this restaurant. Well, four of us who went liked this restaurant. A little pricey. Excellent food. Great portions. Beautiful atmosphere. Really good service. Attentive. Really good.
Yeah.
Especially for a special occasion, because it's a bit on the high side.
Okay.
And it's at Hotel on North, and it's called Rare. And we really enjoyed it.
Well,
is that okay to say?
I suppose that's okay, as long as you're not trying to make a commercial for them.
Uh-uh. I'm just saying that a lot of people, I'm eating. I'm talking and I'm eating. You hear a lot of negative things about Pittsfield. There's good stuff going on. There's really good stuff going on. Just try them out. That's what I have to say about that.
Okay.
Yes.
I have some jokes. They might be dad jokes, meaning there might be groaners, but... You know.
Groaners, like when you say them, I'll go, oh, God.
Yeah. Like, it was the journey of a lifetime. My 14-year-old grandson spent 20 days canoeing in a secluded part of Canada, along with 10 other boys plus counselors. On his return, my wife asked what he had learned from the trip. My grandson responded, "Don't be annoying to people you're going to spend 20 days with."
Good advice. So as long as you're doing jokes, I have some really cute jokes for kids to tell their friends.
Okay.
How do you mend a broken tuba? With a tuba glue.
Oh. Okay.
Mr. Alligator said he couldn't make it to the party. He was swamped. There you go.
Those are cute.
Those are cute. One more. Knock, knock. Who's there? Gnu. Gnu who? I gnu you'd ask me that. See, that's it.
Okay. And I'm a little kid, and I'm saying, ah, ha, ha, ha.
I know. You're a little kid. All the little kids that listen to our show.
Overheard in a grocer's... No. Boy, am I flubbing. Overheard in a clothing store. That's a pretty top. I'd never wear it, but it would look good hanging in my closet.
Well, that happens sometimes, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I've even done something I've never done before.
What?
Hang the clothes in my closet that I bought and leaving the tags on them while they're hanging in the closet. And I've never done that before. And I'm starting to do that.
Because you're thinking about returning them?
No. Is it lazy? Maybe I'm lazy.
Well, if it's for, like, a pair of pants or something, I'm sure when you take them down to put them on, you take off the tags.
Yeah, but I don't know why I'm not taking the tags off before I hang them in the closet. I don't want to die and have them clean out my closet and find all these clothes with tags on them and have them say, my gosh, Mom was losing it. Hey, so you know what? You can do a lot of these cute things that I found. You can hide a $20 bill inside your phone case. So you can unsnap your phone case from your phone, fold the $20 bill, put it behind your phone, snap your case back on the back, and you have 20 bucks back there.
Which would take you forever to get out.
Yeah, thanks for raining on my parade.
Is that just supposed to make you feel good that you have $20?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I'm just reading. I don't carry cash, do you?
I try not to.
Yeah, it's kind of tough when you have to go and... I went to Walgreens one time, and I bought some stuff, and I had, like, the store credit or whatever you get.
Yeah, yeah.
And... Oh, I actually did have a gift card, too, because I had returned something before. And the balance I had was 94 cents to pay.
Wow.
And I don't have any cash. I had to use my card.
For 94 cents?
Yeah. I really thought that the guy would say, you know, don't worry about it. I'll throw a buck in there for you. But it didn't happen.
Oh, well.
Yeah. So there is a problem with not carrying some cash. All right.
I got a little bit, but only because I needed quarters.
For?
Putting air in my tires.
Oh, that's right. Where did you go? Like BJ's?
No, it's on the main drag. Oh, gosh.
Oh, coming from Cheshire. Coming from...
From
Cummington.
Cummington.
Like on the road.
Yeah.
At a gas station.
Yeah.
You have to pay? You have to pay for air. And you have to pay for water. I don't get it. That's a good one for Mary. Mary would say that. I don't get it. I don't get it.
What can you do with that, Mary?
Yeah, Mary. Water comes from the sky. Air is in the air. Why are we paying for water and air? Come on, Mayor. Oh, that was a little poem right there. Oh, so was that. Oh.
Oh, my gosh. All right. My mom and I never forgot hearing a woman tell the announcer on a local call-in radio show, I'm the one who called in yesterday in response to the person who wanted to know how to keep squirrels out of her rose bushes. I suggested spreading peanuts on the ground around the bushes. I'm calling back now just to find out if it worked.
That's something that would happen.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. Keep on going. Keep a going. Oh. Oh, we know this one. If you make pancake batter and you want it to have your pancakes even, you put it in a squeeze bottle.
Yeah.
And you squeeze them onto your pan and make perfect little circles. And if you're like me, you burn them. But I'm getting better.
How many years have you been cooking?
Oh, a long time. I just learned how to not burn pancakes. I'm not kidding. But I made a pie the other day, but I didn't make the pie. It was a Marie Callender's apple crumb frozen pie.
So you just put it in the microwave?
No, I put it in the oven.
Oh.
And it was looking really good. And I decided it should stay in a little longer just to make the crust a little more brown. So when I took it out and it was burned, I said...
Oh, my God.
I wrote a note because our grandsons were with us. They're from Arizona. And I made it for them. And I wrote a note and put it on top that said, the crust isn't burned. It's just darker brown. It's just a dark brown. And I just have a problem with some cooking and baking. I'm impatient, or I leave the room, or I leave the house.
For your birthday, and you made that upside down cake. How good was that?
Good. That was for Patty's birthday.
All right, but still.
Came out great.
There you go.
Yes.
So but you can cook.
I have made that before, and the middle has been raw. I don't know what it... I blame my oven. That's what it is. I blame my oven.
Okay.
Okay. Onward we go.
I'm reasonably intelligent. I consider myself reasonably intelligent, but I cannot process how to play complex board games. Y'all sound like, and then if you roll a level up glitter cabbage, you get 6.5 ergometric points, which can be used every fourth turn as long as no one has usurped the cones of Dunshire.
What is that? What is that? Harry Potter?
That's somebody who's trying to play a game on their computer.
Oh.
And can't make heads or tails of the rules.
Yeah. Do you play games on your computer?
No.
Yeah.
Well, solitaire.
And you don't have instructions like that?
No.
I don't play games on my computer. I play games on my phone. Play a card game.
Yeah.
And Words with Friends. And Boggle.
What's Boggle?
It's like this board and it's got letters on it in little blocks, and you have to swipe the letters to make words as fast as you can, like all around.
Okay.
That's as easy as I can explain it.
That sounds like fun.
It's good. It's good. It's fast. It's not, you don't have to be competitive. You can just play. You play with other people, but I'm not competitive, so I just play.
Three-letter words?
Any. Two, three, four, five, ten.
Oh.
And then you get points. It's called Boggle.
Okay.
And it's also a game you can buy in a box in a store and play it at home on your table with your family. Boggle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Confined to a hospital room following my open heart surgery, I had nothing to do but read or watch TV. After a week, I was bored and miserable. When my doctor stopped by on his rounds, he asked, "How's it going?" "Honestly, I'm depressed," I said. He nodded understandingly and advised, "Stop watching the news."
True!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a good one. Dad, ever the strategizer, decided it was time to prearrange funeral plans for himself and my mother. On his way out the door to the funeral home, he asked if she wanted to come along. "You can pick out your own casket that way," he explained excitedly. Mom, who wasn't as gung-ho about the project, replied, "No, you do it. I want to be surprised."
You know, you can call a local funeral parlor here, and you can get a discount if you get cremated early.
Why would you need a casket if you get it cremated?
Well, you can get a discount if you go there today if you get cremated early. So if you go, they'll say, "Well, we'll give you a discount, but you need to be cremated early." Do you get it?
No.
It's really funny.
I don't get it.
Bev, you get a discount today, but you need to get cremated early.
No, it's gone right over my head.
So sign this contract and we'll give you a discount today, but you need to get cremated early.
But I'm not dead.
Right. You have to get cremated to get the discount. No, like you have to get cremated now to get the discount. Because you're getting cremated before. Okay.
All right. Moving on.
Okay. You want to charge your phone faster?
Yeah.
Put it on airplane mode.
Really?
And it will do zippity-doo-dah, zippity-a, and you will charge your phone faster.
I'm going to try that.
You can. You can try that today. Organization. Here's an organization tip. Designate. This is for my sister, Patty.
Okay.
Designate a specific spot for keys, glasses, and phones to avoid losing them. One spot at home.
Yep.
One spot in your pocketbook.
Right.
One spot. Like a zippered pouch or
telling me that she might have trouble with that kind of thing?
No. One spot.
God doesn't have to have a sense of humor, but he does. There is some signs that are read, found outside churches. This is the day. Just love everyone. I'll sort them out later, God.
What?
Lord, help us to be the people our dogs think we are. Live your life well so we don't have to lie at your funeral. Cremation is your last chance for a smoking hot body. Acting perfect in church is like dressing up for an X-ray.
I like the one that was right before the cremation one. What's that one? Live a good life so we don't have to lie at your funeral. Yeah. That's a struggle, huh?
Uh-huh.
Think about, like, the most horrendous people in history.
How embarrassing.
And how their funeral had to go. What the heck? What would you say at Hitler's funeral?
He was a good man.
He was a fine man. He was a what?
A fine man.
A fine man?
No way.
I'm talking German.
Oh, okay.
You're going to miss him so much.
Help. I'm in this room with this woman and I can't get out.
Leave your donation at the door.
I'm sorry. Did I ever tell you the thing that I heard about this comedian talking about accents?
Yeah.
And certain accents you don't want for, like, your doctor?
Yeah.
You an Irish accent would be, you know how to do that. I don't know how to do Irish, but it was like a real deep South doctor that would say, "Ha, well, I tell you, you got the cancers."
Oh.
And you got, like, and then to this German one that said, "Yo, I'm going to die." It's like, what? And he does all these accents. He does this Irish accent that sounds really uplifting and happy.
Cheery and happy and all yeah, that good stuff. Yeah,
Okay, calm down.
My friend's military role takes him around the world. Sometimes at the last minute, his wife is understanding, but she reached her limit when he announced a quick trip to Azerbaijan. If you want a weekend away with the guys, just tell me, she said tersely. You don't have to go making up countries.
I felt that one coming.
Did you know that flour tortillas are served on the International Space Station instead of bread?
No.
It may or may not have something to do with astronauts John Young and Gus Grissom feeling noshy on their Gemini 3 flight in 1965. Young pulled out a contraband corned beef sandwich that he'd snuck on board inside his spacesuit. Grissom took a bite, and breadcrumbs began to orbit them, threatening to get wedged in sensitive equipment. That ended the meal. Sandwichgate caused such a furor back on Earth that Congress held a hearing, leading a NASA official to assure everyone, we have taken steps to prevent recurrence of corned beef sandwiches in future flights. That's kind of cute.
It is. I never heard that. Oh. And I can just picture those meetings and the conversation that they were having to try to ban or change this. Can you imagine them coming back and being scolded? It had to be hysterical. They had to have laughed.
They had to.
I mean, how can you not do this? So does that mean that you can do pastrami? You can't do corned beef, but can you do bacon, lettuce, and tomato?
I think the bacon would kind of crumble. And
right, but they're only banning the corned beef, right?
According to this.
They could do Kentucky Fried Chicken. That'd be kind of hard to put in your spacesuit.
I know.
I don't even eat the chicken part. I would just eat the crust.
I know.
It's all about the crust. Okay. Here's a car key trick.
Okay.
Use a car key to remove the cap of an air freshener to hide money inside. Okay, I'm trying to picture this. So an air freshener spray bottle? Aerosol bottle?
Probably not.
That you have to peel the tin part off the top, you know, the aluminum cap. I'm not really sure about that one.
That one's a little weird.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that one. But we'll move to this next one. Easy peel bananas.
Yeah.
Peel the banana before you freeze it if you're going to make smoothies. Don't freeze it in the peel. Well, that makes sense, and I've never done that. Like, if you're going to make banana bread, I think they're saying to peel the banana.
Throw away the peel and put the banana in the freezer?
Yeah.
Oh,
in
okay.
In a Ziploc bag or whatever you're going to do with. There's another thing I learned, and it works perfect. If you peel a banana from the other end.
Right, from the wrong end.
It peels so easy. It's crazy.
Yep.
It looks funny, but it really works. And then if if you have the other end that's got the stem on it,
yep,
you can hold the stem like a popsicle. And there you go. You heard it here. You'll never hear it anywhere else.
Struggling with a report he was writing, an Air Force base commander asked my father and a few other subordinates, do we have an English major in this outfit? While others strained to think, a helpful voice answered, no, sir, but we do have an Italian captain.
But a bump.
But a bump bump.
That's actually really cute. I like that.
Okay.
Go.
To bide their time on a long train trip, three priests agree to share their darkest secrets. Once a month, says the first priest, I go on a bender and get blind drunk. I've gotten into gambling online, admits the second priest. Worse, I use Sunday collection plate donations to fund my bets.
Ooh.
And you, the first priest, says to the third, what's your chief vice? Me, says the third priest, I'm an inveterate gossip.
Okay. Picture the look on their faces.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I have another quick joke, and I'm actually thinking of my granddaughter when I do these, because she likes little jokes like this.
Okay.
A clockmaker's alarm makes him rise and chime. Because clocks chime.
That's so cute.
I like the one that was we did before. How do you mend a broken tuba with a tuba glue? I like that.
Yeah.
I think that's a cute little joke. So hopefully she'll tell her friends. So this is a strange tip. Scrubbing surface. Use old tires and sharpen sandpaper. No, I missed a piece. I'm sorry. Use old tires to clean and sharpen sandpaper. I can't even picture that.
No, so you're talking about a piece of the tire.
Yes. Use old tires to clean and sharpen sandpaper. I throw sandpaper away when it's done. I've never heard of cleaning and sharpening sandpaper. If somebody would like to, and we love getting emails from you guys.
Yes.
Commenting on the stuff that we're asking you, and we try to look up things that you would like to have us look up. And this is one of those things we'd like to have you look up, our listeners. Why would you sharpen sandpaper?
Ah.
And email it to us.
At some...
It's stuffingforus at gmail.com. And we're going to take a quick break.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
There's something very important I forgot to tell you.
What?
Don't cross the streams.
WTBR.
Every Sunday night at 10 p.m., something strange happens to the airwaves of WTBR-FM. It's called The Mix. It is an experience like no other on this part of the planet. Witness a collection of fresh and classic beats that are guaranteed to make you move. The best part is, it is mixed completely live, uncut, unedited. So, for an exciting end to the weekend, tune your radio to WTBR-FM Sunday nights from 10 to midnight for The Mix.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
The beginning of that ad or promotion for that show.
Yeah.
Sounded very mystical, I guess. And I thought it was a promotion for your show, Beyond.
Oh, no.
So Bev has a show. I'd like you to plug it. No, not plug it. I mean, not plug it. Like plug it. Like, stop it.
Yeah.
I want you to tell about your show.
It's a show that is an hour long. It's about science fiction, fantasy, and adventure. And I read from various sources for an hour.
Yeah. Do you ever speak in a spooky voice when it's time? Within your reading, is there a time when your voice has to get eerie and spooky? Does your voice ever have to get eerie or spooky when you do your reading?
No, because science fiction is not scary.
Oh.
People okay. always think it is. And
I
it's
know.
Not.
So help me with that. Science fiction then can be not about aliens.
It can be about anything, and it can be funny, and
okay. It doesn't have to be scary.
No. In fact, most of the stuff that I do is not scary.
Is it funny? Light.
Yeah.
Light.
You just have to listen.
So when you read for the hour, is that the entire story? Or is it continued to the next show?
Well, I've done both.
Okay.
And I usually do three or four little short stories.
And how do you get it so they're timed exactly right? So that you can finish a short story in the whole in an hour?
I have to practice.
Aha! You practice? That's awesome. We never practice. She's not lazy. She prepares. I'm impressed.
8:30 in the morning on Thursday.
8:30
in the morning on Saturday.
On Saturday morning. What a great way to sleep in, right?
Yeah.
I mean, not sleep, but not
but
have to get up. Listen in. You know the human nose can tell the difference between thousands and of different smells? Thousands.
Not really. Really?
Thousands.
Wow.
We could do some research and have a TV show, and we could have things all over the counter that have smells. No.
There's a certain kind of wine.
What?
That's a really good vintage if it smells like cat pee.
Yeah, no. I don't think I want to do that show. No. Because there's things you don't want to smell. Human eyes can distinguish between 10 million different colors. 10 million different colors. I would never even have thought that there were 10 million colors.
I don't think there... I can't imagine.
I'd probably want to look that up. Look up the list of... Or see a color wheel.
Do you remember one time when we were talking about not knowing what meal is good for Massachusetts state?
Yeah, yes, yes.
Well, I found out what breakfast is.
For Massachusetts?
Yeah.
Scrambled eggs and toast.
Nope.
Do I get another shot?
Yep.
Pancakes.
No.
Massachusetts, it's got to do with syrup, French toast.
Massachusetts corn muffins.
Oh.
One of just a handful of states with an official state muffin, Massachusetts picked the corn muffin. Perhaps it grew tired of all the cranberries. In 1986, they love Dunkin' Donuts. Also serves a mention here, though not all Dunkin' locations carry corn muffins. Many in Massachusetts do. I didn't know that. But I have the whole article here on what state breakfast are. So give me a state and I'll look it up.
My state would be Tennessee. And do I get to guess?
Sure.
So Tennessee would be sausage and gravy biscuit. Sasha's gravy and sausage biscuit.
Very good.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Ah.
Biscuits and gravy.
Biscuits and gravy. Have you ever had? No, you haven't.
Cool.
The thing about biscuits and gravy is, for me, it has to have a lot of sweet sausage in the gravy.
Ah.
It's a heart attack. I mean, it's a blood clot on a plate. It's like chicken and waffles. It's just the so bad for you, but it's so good.
Do you know what state has chicken and waffles?
Chicken and waffles. So let's see. It's going to be chicken and waffles. Alabama.
Nope.
Oh, darn.
Pennsylvania.
No.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania.
Yep.
Really?
South Carolina shrimp and grits.
Shrimp and grits.
Now, this is something I don't understand. South Dakota for kuchen. It's coffee and kuchen, or kuchen, German for cake. It's a combo South Dakotans embrace from daybreak to dessert. This coffee cake is usually filled with custard and fruit, such as apples, peaches, rhubarb, or prunes, and it's often so sweet that many who partake in the ritual keep their coffee black.
Oh, I understand that.
Now I do.
I've had that happen to me where I've had such a sweet dessert that I have had coffee with no sugar in it, but with cream in it, because it balances out really nice.
You know what state has coffee for breakfast?
Maine.
Washington.
Just coffee.
Just coffee.
Nothing else.
It's the state that gave us Starbucks.
And that's all they have is coffee. Well, that's not breakfast for me.
Nah.
Breakfast from...
It's the lead-in for breakfast.
I like the one you said, the coffee cake thing with the filling.
Yes.
Not the prunes. No, 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 no.
Oh, yeah.
The supermarket shelves should take the prunes off the shelf. No, 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 no. Along with tapioca, take it away. Remove it. Toss it. We don't need it. If you need a prune and there are no prunes, you go to the pharmacy. You get a laxative. And there you go.
What
I like
if,
that.
I told you prunes
taste good. How about Florida?
Good.
How about Florida?
Let me see if I can find Florida.
I bet it has orange juice. Florida is orange juice is their breakfast. Fresh squeezed orange juice, no pulp.
No. Guava pastries. While visitors to the Sunshine State might start their days with Mickey waffles, many residents prefer pastelitos, or little pastries, a familiar term even among Florida's non-Spanish speakers. Let's see if it says anything about... Well, of course, what better way to wash them down than with a glass of fresh-squeezed orange juice?
There you go. I've been to Florida a lot, and I've never had that... I've never heard of that pastry.
Guava pastries.
Never heard of that. Never, ever. It's always the oranges and the orange perfume. My grandmother used to send us little tiny bottles of orange blossom, I don't know, oil that you put behind your ears.
Oh.
When we were kids. She'd get us these little gift things. Oh. And that's what I think of, oranges. Let me think of another state. Texas.
Let's see.
Now, I'm going to try to guess Texas. It's got to be something hearty. Texas. So a breakfast for Texas. The cowboys get up, and they have biscuit and coffee. Biscuits and ham and coffee. Dark. Nope. Black. Nope. Beans.
Breakfast tacos.
No.
Lone Star Mornings have come wrapped in warm tortillas since long before 2017, when breakfast tacos became the official state breakfast. The usual fillings include soft scrambled eggs, cheese, bacon, beans, or potatoes. Chorizo and cilantro may be optional, but in Texas, hot sauce is not.
Oh, is that right?
You have to have hot sauce.
Okay. And I think that if we back up a bit to my removal of things from the supermarket, cilantro is on the list.
What?
Just chop up some parsley. Cilantro is part of the curse. We don't need it. I feel like
Is it so bad?
I feel like a politician. I don't. You know how there's some things you eat and you just say, oh, what was that? Like the wine that we talked about that smelled like cat pee.
Yeah.
Like, what was that? That's what happens to me with cilantro.
Okay.
Like some people eat candied ginger or ginger and they go, oh, that's like soap. But I like ginger. So I think.
Sweet ginger.
Like ginger that's crystallized and candied on the outside and it's
yes.
chewy.
Yes.
My sister thinks it tastes like soap, but I don't taste the soap. And some people really like the cilantro. I've even heard someone say cilantro tastes like soap. I just think cilantro tastes like awful. Do you like it? How about you? Do you like?
I don't really know. I mean, I can't think about when the last time I had cilantro was probably in some kind of mix.
A breakfast burrito is really good.
Yeah.
With scrambled eggs and beans and whatever meat you want and cheese and, I mean, salsa and sour cream. And it's really filling. It's a good thing to share.
Almost. I found something here. It says it looks like there's two New York ones, but they're the same one and they just repeated it twice.
What is it?
Bagels.
Oh, bagels. Yes, 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 yes. New York bagels. And I don't know why. I have seen. Have you ever seen a show where they show you how they make bagels?
No.
They boil them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I don't know how the outside gets that little brown.
Do they toast them afterwards?
I don't know. But it's funny about a bagel. Sometimes when I want a bagel, it has to be toasted. And then sometimes I think, oh, my gosh, I don't want a toasted bagel. I want just a plain, raw, cut it open, put the cream cheese on it, and eat it. And that has nothing to do with anything other than filling space on the air. While Bev is looking for the next state, which Oregon, that's a state we wouldn't think of to see. I wouldn't even have a guess. Maybe Oregon, maybe wheat, something with wheat.
Toast with Marion Berry jam.
Oh, Marion Berry. You know, I knew them a long time ago. They were a nice couple.
Marion Berry.
Marion Berry. Marion Berry, they had two children, didn't they?
It started in the state in the 1940s and grown almost exclusively in the Willamette Valley. It's sweeter than a blackberry and makes a juicy jam.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good.
Yes. Is that a brand name, Marion Berry?
I don't think so. I think it's just that's the type of berry.
Oh, it's not people?
No.
I thought you said it was Mary and Barry.
That's one word.
Never mind.
Like strawberry.
They had two kids, Ben and Anna.
Ooh. You said Maine once.
Maine.
They have ploys.
Never heard of ploys.
They're not quite crepes. They're thin, girdled goodies that cook on just one side, no flipping necessary, with only five ingredients like buckwheat flour, wheat flour, baking powder, salt, and water. But you can put blueberries and maple syrup and anything else on top of them you'd like.
How do you spell that?
P-L-O-Y-E-S.
P-L-O... Because I looked it up to see. Oh, it's got these little. It says it's a French Acadian buckwheat flatbread. Look at this picture. So it looks like a pancake with little air holes that popped.
Yep.
I'd eat that. Would you eat that?
I would eat that.
And you can. Oh, they're like big. They're like crepes. Like you said that.
And you can put syrup on them and fruit.
I would eat that.
Casey's Breakfast Pizza is from Iowa. It's far from leftovers. These pies at Casey's So it's I'm thinking pizza. The Iowa-based gas station and convenience store chain are meant for the morning with cheese sauce or sausage gravy on pizza crust.
That's a big breakfast.
Plus scrambled eggs, cheddar, and mozzarella topped with bacon, sausage, or veggies.
Yeah. That's a lot.
And a coffee.
Which, after eating all of that, the coffee may take the place of the prune. Which, again, just supports my thought about removing prunes from the supermarket.
Okay, what else do you have there?
You burn more calories sleeping than watching TV. Isn't that crazy?
Well, when you're watching TV, you're sitting there, you're not moving, you're looking at the stupid thing, and then when you're sleeping, you're rolling over and...
You're burning maybe 2 calories, where when you're watching TV, it's zero. Do you know that skin, and you know this, skin is our largest organ?
Yep.
We have to take care of our skin. It says humans breathe between 2,100 and 24 gallons of air each day.
Well.
How do you measure that?
You got me.
Get this.
What?
This is a happy thing.
Yeah.
Because everyone needs these to be fresh. Your body replaces your taste buds every 10 days.
Replaces your taste buds?
This is another school project, science project. Your body replaces your taste buds. Every 10 days, you get new taste buds.
It doesn't mean that the taste changes. It means you just got new buds.
But does it change as you get older? I hope not.
In a way, it does.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's foods that I used to eat as a kid I don't eat anymore.
Okay. Because you just don't like them anymore?
Sardines.
They don't do it for you? You ate sardines as a kid?
I used to.
Out of a can?
Out of the can.
On what?
Just as is.
Like pick it up and put it in your mouth?
Yeah.
They had little heads and tails and stuff?
They had no head and tails on when they come in the can.
It was just the middle part?
Yeah.
The with the skin on? You know, they're very good for you. It's good fish oil stuff, I believe.
It sounds like it's supposed to be something good for you.
Yeah, something good. All right. But I think that's really cool that we get new taste buds. I can't think of anything that I ate as a kid that I won't eat now. I can't think of anything that I won't eat now except for tapioca and prunes.
Tapiocas are good.
It's not as little pus balls floating in pudding. Come on.
Oh, come on.
you know that. Are you left or right-handed?
Right.
What percentage of people do you think are left-handed?
20.
7. You were down there, though.
Oh.
I would have said, 40. 7%. So you lefties, you're unique.
My older sister is a lefty.
Yeah?
And the only one in the family, as far as I think.
Does she use her right hand for anything?
Yeah, it's usually hanging down by her side.
That's it? Yeah. I know there's lefties that actually have a dominance on the right hand for certain things. But they're not ambidextrous. They just have this little dominance.
My mother used to be with both.
Ambidextrous. Yep. Isn't that cool?
It is cool.
I sometimes try to write with my left hand. I guess if you practice. I don't even know how to. I'm holding a pen right now, everybody. And so I'm holding a pen with my right hand. I'm putting it in my left hand to see if I can write. And I can't even figure out how to hold the pen properly. There we go. No, it still doesn't work. I'm trying to hold the pen. And it's challenging. It would be kind of fun to break your arm.
It would be kind of fun to break your arm.
Yeah, your right arm and be forced to use your left for the 6 weeks your arm's in.
You wouldn't be able to read my writing.
In a cast. Me either. Me either. All right. Are we ready?
We are ready for a riddle.
Okay.
What English word has 3 consecutive double letters?
I thought of diarrhea, but then I wrote it out and it didn't work.
Bookkeeper.
Book, O-O, K-K, P-P.
E-E.
Well, all right, be fussy.
Bookkeeper.
Awesome.
I'm light as a feather, yet the strongest person can't hold me for long.
Air?
Close.
Fog? A cloud?
Breath.
Breath. Breath.
And what color is the wind?
That one's weird. I don't know.
B-L-E-W.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Blue. That's not a color. All right. And that does it for us today. Thank you for listening. We really appreciate you guys. Thanks for sending us emails. Remember our email address.
Stuffingforus@gmail.com. So write to us. We would love to hear from you. The views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.